This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
We're on Twitter at BetQL Daily, Ostrowski and Horvat. And last week, Jeff Feinberg gave us a winner. He said, bet Kirk. Top 20, what'd he do? He finished in the top 10. Jeff says he's been doing a nice job cashing those of late, and it hit once again. He gave that to you, BetQL Daily listeners. At G Feinberg 17 on Twitter, Mayo Media Network also does stuff over at Odds Checker. Jeff, we didn't get this tournament last year with the Zurich Classic with COVID, and let's be honest, a lot of people, it's busy right now. We've got Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL still rolling, all these draft props, all sorts of crazy movement with next Thursday's draft. Can you remind everyone about the format for this week?
Yeah, it is a team event, guys. It is going to be four rounds. We'll alternate with best ball and alternate shot. Top 35 teams make the cut. So I guess that'll be 70 golfers, but only 35 teams will make the cut. And yeah, it's a different format. Some people really are turned off by it. The golf season is so long. I really have no problem with any sort of change of pace.
Okay. So you don't mind the format at all. Is it going to change up your betting style as far as the number of outrights, matchups, all that stuff you do?
Yeah, of course. You know, like I sort of in my head, like have these events as like tiers. And obviously for a big event, like, you know, a major such as the Masters, like I'll probably have maximum exposure. And this is just sort of like what I would call like Hawaii exposure, just out of the new year. Light exposure, fun event. As Adam Scott jokes, guys, when asked about like how ridiculously long and the PGA Tour schedule is, like only 10 of these events mean anything. They could do whatever they want with a bunch of these events. And some people would encourage they do more of that. Although the bettors and, like, you know, your hardened model makers, stack guys, they really stay away from events like this. It's a hard one to cap in that sort of perspective.
What's your favorite outright for this weekend, if any? You know, when these pairings were released, what'd you play?
So I have made a couple outrights, but the one that I made out of the chute on Monday morning, I took the team of Victor Hovland and Christoph Ventura, Oklahoma State cowboy pairing. I got a 45-1 on them. Just getting Victor Hovland in anything, I think, at 45-1 was enticing. Obviously, he'll have to pull Ventura along just a bit, but there are some demanding long par fours here that require 200-yard-plus iron shots, and that seems to be a sweet spot for Ventura, if anything. So that is the team that caught my eye, certainly out of the gate.
So 80 teams are in the tournament. Only 33 teams are going to make the cut. Any value, any props, or anything that you see this weekend as far as maybe teams that make or miss the cut?
No, I haven't really played around in any sort of make or miss the cut markets. I don't see any sort of, how do I put this? I guess there would be potentially more value in, top 20 prices seemingly are the same as they normally are. And if you can make it in through the weekend, you have to survive essentially, beat 13 teams. But the scoring will be incredibly volatile, guys. Like golf, best ball, two PGA Tour players, they got to play their own ball. They take the best score. We're going to see some insanely low scores in best ball. It's that alternate shot where things get real tricky. I hit a shot, you hit a shot, you got to play my ball out of the trees. I've got to convert that clutch 6-foot, par save you left me with. It's a whole sort of different vibe that these guys certainly aren't used to, even not even playing their own golf ball. So a lot comes into it, and we'll see teams sort of explode and teams implode. But I haven't been able to find any sort of value in the make or miss the cut markets. But I would say the Seifert Neesmith team, I think they're about 100 to 1 on outright odds. I would pick them if you're asking me for a long shot to make the cut. Those are a couple of really consistent cut makers, although they're not going to show up on a leaderboard. So if they could just together make the cut, that's one I guess I could advise.
Okay, I like that one. With Jeff Feinberg at GFeinberg17, this is BetQL Daily. Any other looks that you would recommend or you think the people should consider?
Yeah, I mean, I started my betting card north of the 30-1 range. Historically, we haven't seen like the power teams do very well here. We've seen super big names sort of team up. We've never seen them have that great success that you would think their teams would give you. That Varner Grace team has really caught my eye. Varner is a form player. He came second last week. Brendan Grace has been incredibly consistent and in form since his subfield win in Puerto Rico. So that's a team I really like a lot, guys. And a team that I think is really slipping under the radar is a European team of Tom Lewis and Thomas Peters. These guys can go scorching low. And I know we watch golf every week, and these announcers try to force Ryder Cup conversations for American golfers. And sadly, it makes the announcer seem embarrassing. I think Thomas Peters is live to make this European Ryder Cup team at a very long whistling straits. So his ability, I think it's going to be a big week for him. He was a great rookie at Hazeltine a few years ago, and he won a team event with Thorbjørn Olesen a couple years ago. And Tom Lewis is in real quality form. So that's a team that I think is going really under the radar right now.
Jeff, we obviously have three more majors to go. Which one do you have the most bets on?
I honestly, guys, this has been a weird year. I don't really have anything.
Nothing.
I
okay.
mean that. I'm trying to.
I was thinking that you would be betting early with Torrey Pines.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know whether it's because the Masters was so late that like I never got into like looking too deep ahead. I had a Tiger Woods future at the Open Championship that I cashed out of. It was 40-1. I cashed out of before the accident. They were giving me a full refund, and I'm like, he's already hurt. I don't like where this is going. You know, St. George, Darren Clark won. So a lot of guys, some people have some really fancy Open Championship numbers, guys, because when I say anyone can win that major, I really mean it. I mean, I led that comment off by saying Darren Clark won there. It's going to be a wide open week. Like your Kevin Kisner type guys, I'm not picking Kisner, but that sort of profile of player will certainly be live at a Royal St. George's. So in that respect, I think that would be a major potentially to attack, but I don't have anything.
I feel like I ask this question every time we have Jan, but are we staying away from Rory for a while? Because I mean, he just didn't look right, obviously at Augusta, but also I just feel like since he's changed his approach and he's trying to outdrive Bryson, he's just been a little bit of a mess. Or do you think maybe we could get some good value at some of these majors the rest of the way?
Okay, here is the problem. I discussed it on my, I did a season in review show, which I don't think Pat Mayo has released yet, or like we sort of did a mid-season talk through. We did spend a lot of time talking about Rory. His next event is going to be Quail Hollow. He has won Quail Hollow before. He's won a major at Quail Hollow before. I think it's the Wells Fargo it goes by. We're going to get no value on Rory there. And then we go to Kiawah Island for that PGA Championship. A lot of golf fans are like, oh my God, they're going to push Rory. A major's coming up. He looks horrible. This is probably the worst major venue to think you're going to get a big Rory number at. He's won there before. The last major there, he won by a touchdown, I think, without the converted extra. Like, so yes, I was like, I was thinking we're going to get great Rory numbers probably, but now we're going to two courses where I think the books aren't going to give us anything. If he plays well, if he plays well at Quail Hollow, he is going to go right near, like right to that top of the pecking order again for the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in I guess a month's time.
Wow. Oh, I want to ask you about one more team as far as this weekend that I didn't get to. Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler. I saw a 16-1 number out there. What are your thoughts on them this weekend? I like Scottie, obviously, but I feel like with Bubba, I don't know that he's going to play well with others.
Yeah, that is a fair point. Bubba, they both have really nice – well, Bubba has a longstanding good Pete Dye track record. This is obviously another Pete Dye course. Seems like we never leave Pete Dye courses at this point in the year. And Scheffler, yeah, he had that match play final at the Pete Dye course. This is a team, if I was betting sort of in that 10-20-1 range, it might be this team or even that Finau Champ team. I like the fact that their skills are, their strengths are the same. I think that would really play well. That's sort of the teams that I am attracted to this week. But yeah, Scheffler, Bubba, they're a very popular team in that range. I don't have anything bad to say about them. I wasn't really ready to pull the trigger there, though.
With Jeff Feinberg, this is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat. Jeff, we know you are a big Chargers fan. So earlier in the show, we were just talking about some early Super Bowl numbers. And I was looking at some of the larger numbers that could shrink as we get closer and closer to the start of the season, maybe post-draft, stuff like that. Free agency over now. And I had to bring up your Chargers at 40-1. Do you think there's some value at 40-1, even though they're in that tough, tough AFC?
Okay, I'll just, full disclosure, I bet it, and then I got cut off, and I had to make a friend make another bet for me in his account. So yeah, I saw the 40-1. To me, they won 7 games last year without a coach who couldn't tell time. We're going to play with a strategic advantage this year. Certainly that whole Mahomes thing, it's bigger than a thing. But there's extra playoff spots now. And I do worry we're going to get this like Cleveland Browns hype out of the Mayfield rookie season. And they just, I know they hired, they made another maybe bat, the Freddie Kitchens. Yeah, I think we made a much more suave young coach hire that I feel like we're not going to take that step backwards before we take that big step forward. So, yeah, I don't know. You're like putting a cake in front of me, Joe, by talking about that 40-1.
How about the win total of 9? Are we going over? Hey, man, I know it's not just your fandom. People like me have lost money on the Chargers over the years, too.
Yeah, no, I know they're a hard team, and I feel every year people show me their season win total tickets that come up a half game short, and you remember, like, the ridiculousness that went on, and the pain just relives itself of all of it. I don't want to – oh, yeah, the 9, I don't want to, like, put – in crazy hyperbole in front of what I think of that 9, but I think it's heist money. They'll push it. There's an extra game. They just won 7 without Derwin James, with all those injuries, with a coach who couldn't tell time, with no strategic advantage, with a rookie quarterback who didn't have a camp. Like, oh, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I honestly, I'm salivating for it to begin.
Jeff Feinberg, Mayo Media. Check him out, GFeinberg17. Make sure you are following him on Twitter. Thanks, Jeff. Talk soon, all right?
All the best, guys.
Oh, I feel so good about the Chargers now. He should run their social media, like make the hype videos, all that stuff. I'm in. 9, let's go. 40-1, I'm in.
You know what's a good point, too, is like Justin Herbert did all that last year as a rookie without a camp. He didn't have an NFL training camp, no preseason actions. Yeah. I know that some people, you know, expect some regression, obviously, year two, but I don't see it, man, with a full camp, a real, you know, somebody that could actually call plays, a real NFL head coach. I think he only gets better.
schedule isn't that tough. They're about middle of the road. So I don't think people are too worried about it. Man, they're going to be, they're always, I don't know if they're public. Maybe it's just people that think they're sharp. I don't know. There's they have so much talent on that field, and I think they have some real coaching now. So I think it's legitimate to place a wager on them. Actually, I'm surprised that they're 40. Don't you think that they should be closer to that Colts number, or am I just overhyping everything?
I don't know about the Colts number, just because the Colts, like, that's a
good... I'm saying 25-30.
Yeah, probably 30. Yeah, I could see it.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you got a second-year quarterback, you're coming off a year where you lost so many one-possession games. I mean, how many games did they blow in the fourth quarter? But again, all that's on coaching. So that's why I'm buying into them, but I got to wait and see.
But you're going to roll with your Packers. A bit Packers.
And the Cowboys.